Calling for Pincus Zuckerman.
How you doing? It's Pincus talking.
It's great to speak with you, sir.
I'm here.
Usually I get an interloper in there telling me you're on your way to the phone.
No, I'm here.
22 CD set, DG and Phillips Recordings, 40 years, soloist, chamber music, conductor. When this set was proposed, can I ask, what were your first thoughts?
I got a call. They said Deutsche Grammophon wants to put out 22 CDs in a box. I said, terrific. I wrote the liner notes, corrected by my manager, Shirley Kirschbaum, and that's the last I heard about it.
And the next thing they were there, voila, right?
That's it.
You know, you've made so many recordings beyond those two labels. Had you forgotten any of these recordings?
I haven't really looked to see what's in it. To tell you the truth, I don't know. Yeah, it could be. If you spend a lot of time playing and you play relatively okay, people want to record it. They want to make a record of that particular piece or occasion. And I've been very lucky to have the ability to do that with different labels, different people, some of them extraordinary icons of the 20th century and continue to be in the 21st century. I can tell you with all humility that I've learned everything from those people that I've played with. And I continue to. And now I'm giving it back in some other form to youngsters. I've been teaching for 35 years now, so it's, and trying to help to make the journey a little easier for them, because when you're 20, you don't know what's coming. And so if you can show them a little bit of what's might be there, it might make the music and the playing a little bit better as time goes on. Because the computer we have called the brain is very slow, you know, and it needs a lot of repetition on all levels, on all levels.
Is there a particular memory of a collaboration that you can share?
Well, there's a whole bunch there. You know, there's a whole bunch. I can't really pinpoint one in particular, because with each one, the reason we felt it should be recorded is because it was unique in that time, at that period. Of our association, both with the orchestras, with the institutions, playing chamber music. So that's what's there. It's a recording of that particular time or particular week or day, if you like. And that's all. The rest of it is ongoing, you know. I think where the real essence of someone is that you go on and record more, possibly the same again, and try to not to make the same mistakes as you did the first time, because experience gives you that ability, you know, to go into the studio and do it more efficiently. We also have equipment today that's rather sophisticated, and so it's very unusual to be able to do that from the LP all the way to today. I lived through different periods of the industry itself, both an up and a down, plus all the mechanical stuff.
Yeah, you have. You've seen a lot of that. You were talking about getting to record things over and over again. That's one of those things about Mozart that I so love, because Mozart's one of those composers who the notes might be pretty easy, but the music can be difficult, and it changes as soloists get older and become more intuitive or something like that, I guess. I'd love to hear you through the ages going through Mozart.
Sweet. Thanks.
I loved reading in the liner notes a little bit about you and your teacher, Galamian. There was advice you gave, or that he gave you, about you and music sounding good. Do you know what I'm talking about, what I'm referring to?
I think so. Keep going.
I believe what he said, literally, at least the quote was, if it sounds good, you feel good. And if you feel good, it sounds good.
Well, I added that. He only said, when it sounds good, it feels good. In a way, it was his way of addressing a very fundamental behavior of ours, which is the ear. If it sounds good to a person, usually you see a positive reaction. We've seen that. I've seen that many times in many different situations. Sometimes in horrendous times, like a wartime, when we play in blackout in Israel, or you go to a hospital and play for the wounded, or you play for the elderly. Sometimes in a concert hall, you might have some people that are in wheelchairs. They seem to be so happy when they hear the music. It makes them feel better. They forget about their problems for a split second. Music has that kind of extraordinary subconscious, if you like, energy that can lead to positive remarks or positive aspects in our lives. And we know that from studies and we know it from life experiences. When you give a child a musical instrument, their whole being changes. From geometry to math to communication with the siblings and mother and father, et cetera, et cetera. And as we know from history, a lot of the great, great players were coming from that background, and also great philosophers, great mathematicians. Even though Einstein was a lousy violinist, he nevertheless had a mindset already for music that developed further in his ability to give us this extraordinary aspects in physics. So, and it goes on like that. It goes on. It's an extraordinary, and that will continue. And maybe not as people will not adhere to it in all parts of the world the way we'd like them to, but communication is sound, and of course feel. So that's hence why this sentence is so important.
We're talking about teachers and collaborations. That's really the great collaboration you have, if you're lucky, is with a teacher. Do you think Lamy would be surprised to know what a great conductor you've become?
No, he wouldn't be surprised. He would probably tell me that something was not quite right. He was not a man of great compliments. And lucky for us, because we could always do better. And once he came to a recital of mine here in New York after I'd finished studying with him for a few years, and he came backstage, I had no idea he was at the concert, and he said, "It's getting better." And I went, "Oh, Mr. Galani, that's the nicest thing you ever said." He says, "I mean it." So he had a great sense of humor also. I got very friendly after. I would go see him frequently after I came back from a tour, after I finished studying with him. He was just extraordinary wealth of information. He spoke 5-6 languages and had an amazing life of knowing extraordinary people.
As I was listening to the CDs, listening through them, there was another comment there about Gingold, and I did not realize that you were playing the viola really came from Josef Gingold saying, "You should look into that."
That's right. He was amazing. He was an incredible man. Well, first of all, he was the most fantastic musician. But when he played the fiddle, you had tears in your eyes because he so loved it. And he was just the kindest soul I've met in my life. One of the great people. He was so helpful to so many. And he lived an incredible life in Indiana. But before that, he was, you know, studied with Izai, and he told us stories about him. And of course, 14 years or something with Zell in Cleveland. I mean, the man was amazing. Absolutely extraordinary. He played chamber music, a great quartet. Shumsky, Gingold, Primrose, and Harvey Shapiro. I mean, what a group. Oh, my God. Oh. And I happen to know Harvey very well, and I happen to know Gingold. I didn't know Shumsky so well, and Primrose I never really met. So just to have Harvey live to 96 and knowing him and seeing him so every so often here in New York, we would come and play, and Amanda studied with him, so it would be easy for me to go upstairs and to see him. And it was just great to see this incredible encyclopedia. Just to sit there and tell us stories. And then he would play. He says, "Come on, I want to show you something. I just figured out a fingering." You know, after 90 years playing the cello. Ah, it's amazing.
Well, I'm told that's my last question. So since you've said that graciously about someone you've learned so much from, for many of us, and for everyone who's heard you play, thank you for the laughter, the tears, the smiles, the great playing, and wonderful performances. And, of course, we look forward to much, much more.
Thank you very much. Nice talking to you.
Nice speaking with you. Bye-bye.